Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Miracle Outreach Ministries on Sunday. I'm Pastor Sabrina, and we're so happy that you are able to join us. The Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Amen. And we have the privilege, the awesome privilege, of being able to meet together in the Spirit of God to fellowship with our Lord and Savior and with one another. Amen? It's a privilege. It's an honor. Because the enemy would like to stop it, but he can't. The enemy would like to stop it, but he can't. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we take authority, dominion, and power over all the warfare that has come against us because of the witchcraft done on the moon, in Jesus' name. We bind it up and we return it to where it came from in the name of Jesus Christ according to the covenant. We send it all back, every bit of it, every voodoo pin, every spear, every act of witchcraft that was done against any believer, we return it to the sender in the name of Jesus Christ. It is a righteous thing with God, you say. Yes, you do, Lord. It's a righteous thing with you to recompense them that trouble us. So, Father, we thank you that you are faithful to your word and that you will do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. We give you praise, Lord. We give you glory, because, yes, it is a righteous thing with you to recompense tribulation to those that trouble us. We take authority, dominion, and power over the trouble that has been sent to us by them in the name of Jesus Christ, by the enemy, by the opposition in Jesus' name. And we return it. You ordered no such thing for us, Lord Jesus, and we will not receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. We stand firm in the love of God that is poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord. We forgive all such that should be forgiven. And we release to you, Lord God, our praise, our worship, our honor, and our adoration and love. Amen? Amen. We want to thank you, Lord, that this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We want to thank you for the great-granddaughter that's now in the earth, Lord. You're still blessing because you're in the blessing business. No high risk, no problem at all. Just a healthy baby girl. We want to give you praise, glory, and honor for it, Father, in Jesus' name. We want to thank you, Lord, for open doors of access, open doors of opportunity, open doors of advancement in Jesus' holy name. We want to thank you, Lord, for remembering your saints. We want to thank you for liberty. We want to thank you for peace. We want to thank you for growth. We want to thank you for blessings that abound. We want to thank you for restoration. Hallelujah. Restoration, Lord God. Restoration, even in our bodies, in the name of Jesus. We want to thank you for restoration. We want to thank you, Lord, for those that are being restored to the body of Christ in Jesus' name. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We forgive all such as should be forgiven, Lord, and we praise and bless the name of Jesus Christ. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you for supplying all of our need according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus our Lord. We want to thank you, Lord, that everything in our life is covered by the blessings of the new covenant. We want to thank you that we have a better covenant based on better promises, not the blood of bulls and goats, but the precious blood of Jesus Christ our Lord. We want to thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We want to thank you for your power, your might, your words, your protection, your provision, your providence, your wisdom, your righteousness, Lord. We want to thank you that every benefit, because they are new every morning, every benefit we receive and enjoy in Jesus' holy name. Amen. We receive them and enjoy them to the full in the name of Jesus Christ. All of the dullness of mind, we bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. Our minds are open and connected to the mind of Christ in the name of Jesus. We give you praise, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we want to welcome all of our first-time listeners. We are a Christian Protestant Internet church and local church assembly, and we want to thank you for joining us. At the beginning of our service, we look at our hearts with the Lord. We look at our lives and we repent of any sin or trespass or omission that we have committed. We ask the Lord for forgiveness and we proceed to celebrate Holy Communion. We want to thank the Lord that by his stripes we have been healed. And we receive healing in our bodies as we partake of Holy Communion. Amen. So we want to thank the Lord that he provided for us through his sacrifice on the cross, the opportunity for Holy Communion. We want to thank you, Lord, that we are reconciled to the Father through your sacrifice. We could not have done it without you. We would all be going to hell. But by your mercy, your grace, your sacrifice, we have an opportunity to walk in the newness of life with you. We want to thank you. We want to thank you, Lord, for touching the mother who delivered yesterday. We ask you to put everything back in order, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to reduce any swelling. We bind all swellings due to witchcraft in the name of Jesus Christ, and we return to sender all weight gained by witchcraft. We return to the sender in the name of Jesus. Lord, we lift everybody's privates to you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Wholeness in Jesus' name. Wholeness in Jesus' name. Baba Basha. Runda da breke de se da da bruga de da barosa la de dia da da broca be 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 be. Isha da da ragata da broca le le leo suta. Rusa da wholeness in Jesus' name. Ruka de da breca da da bruga de di osa da da bre. Uncleanness, you're bound in Jesus' name. Uncleanness, you are bound in the name of Jesus. Disease and infirmity, weakness, you are bound in the name of Jesus. Attack from the enemy. Return to sender in Jesus' name. Runa machata robose terabaroka lelele. Ride da brusa lelele osata rabaroka de eshe da da da. Strengthen the core. Strengthen the core. Riki murundu de sindri brushaka. Ide da da este da da baroka lelele asa da brusa da. Rite da bruga beshe de rugosa bebebe beshe de raya sa salabre. Irgise de rugosa ta ragasa. Yerregise me o to robre se te librisha ka. Yerregise te da bro le 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 asa ha ya 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 te raka ha. Erregise le 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 oso to regise me se te. Rike le 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 oso to ragaha ragase te regisa. Oh, la la la, yes, and that I'm a rock. Hallelujah. Irregularities bound in Jesus' name. Usha, mama. Ruko se de brisa tarabreke de. Foreign cells bound in the name of Jesus. Erre le le rioso. We want to thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for healing, Lord. Thank you for deliverance. Hallelujah. Thank you for restoration. Thank you for wholeness in our privates, in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So, saints, if you have not found your elements yet, we will be praying a little bit more, and then we will celebrate Holy Communion. We want to thank you, Lord, that the Word says that if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. So, Lord, we're going to take a couple of minutes to do that, to judge ourselves. We're going to judge ourselves about our doubt. We're going to judge ourselves about our fear. We're going to judge ourselves about our unbelief. Lord, have mercy on your people. Father, we thank you that when we confess our sin and our fault before you, you are just and faithful to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, thank you, Lord, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Partake of the bread. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Thank you, Lord. Partake of the cup. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep or are dead. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, Lord, you remind us just how we really are as human beings. You came to earth as a human being too, but you showed us the right way to do it. One day, Peter was walking by the water, and you decided to engage him. And as you all were engaged, he finally figured out what he was doing. He was in the boat with the rest of the disciples, and they were having a time, even though he was an experienced commercial fisherman. they were having a time with the water. It was giving them a rough time. And they didn't know if they were going to survive or not. They thought it was possible that the boat could sink and that they could all drown. So as time went on, you came walking by just in time. That's how you always do it, Lord, just in time. Not when we go into our panic. No, that's not when you show up. You don't show up when we're in panic mode. You show up as we're about to go under. We never know exactly when that moment is, but we keep praying that you'll show up. And you do. And so they saw a figure walking on the water, and it terrified them far more than the water was bothering them. But Peter said, Lord, if that's you, call me out there with you. And being the person that Peter was, once you said, come, he stepped out of the boat. You didn't say, come, Peter. You said, come, which meant that all of them could have gotten out of the boat. But we know only Peter did. And he was doing fine, Lord. With his eyes focused on you, he was doing just fine. Then all of a sudden, he noticed. He noticed the water and the waves were still there. And he began to doubt. And he began to sink, just like we do. So, Lord, we want to thank you that you didn't let him sink. And you don't let us sink either. You grab us out just in the nick of time. And then you ask us, why do we doubt you? Why? You remind us there's never been a time when you've let us go under. You've never let us sink. So, Lord, Peter wasn't the only one that had problems with doubt. Thomas had problems too. And so does every human walking the earth. We all doubt something. However, we want to come before you, Father, and we want to change. We don't want to be known as the doubters of this year, of this century, and this season. We put on our armor. We want to wear armor all the time, but we need to remember that we are wearing the breastplate of righteousness and that our loins that we just prayed over are strapped in with the spirit of truth. You see, Lord, there's a time for us to take the shield of faith and quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. So, Lord, you tell us that no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. Well, we're not supposed to let it. So for every time that we have doubted you, Lord, we repent. We acknowledge it, and we repent, and today we turn away from it. Holy Spirit, we need you. We pray for the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. We know that by faith we understand that God created the universe by his word, so that the visible world was made out of things that cannot be seen. We know that by faith Abel offered you the sacrifice that you desire, while Cain, because of his lack of faith, did not. Just as the person who hid their talent in the earth. Because of their lack of faith, they failed the faith test. Because of Abel's faith, we have an opportunity to hear your voice calling to us through the scriptures. Because of Enoch's faith, you took him to you, allowing him to skip natural death. If Noah had been full of all of our doubts, he would have never built the ark. But instead, he pressed on in faith. In spite of the persecution, in spite of the opposition, in spite of the scorn and the naysayer, he and his family obeyed you. Abraham and Sarah, Isaac and Jacob, they all had their doubts, as most humans do. Yet, Lord, they all surrendered their doubts to you and walked in faith. And by doing so, they were able to achieve the impossible. Lord, we ask you to help us do the same. Amen. Amen, Lord.
Praise you.
We need help there, Lord. We need your strength. Amen. So, Lord, we want to thank you that we will no longer be faint-hearted. We'll no longer resort to our carnal mind trying to decide if what you promised us is actually going to happen. The answer is not in our carnal mind. The answer can be found in the Word of God. And because we place the Word of God in our hearts that we might not sin against you, we have yet another storage place of the Word of God. Amen? There's no reason for us to be untrusting or faithless or fearful. There's no reason for us to tremble in fear, because you have given us a spirit of love and of power and of a sound mind. We want to thank you for that, Lord. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan the strong man, all of his evil angels, evil spirits, demonic agents, underlings, timings, maneuvers, tactics, devices, plans, orders, demonic assignments, and satanic agendas against the righteous. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. No, Satan, this means war. You won't take our blessing. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and we come out of agreement with Satan, his agents, and his plan. We want nothing to do with his power in Jesus' name. We close and seal all portals, channels, open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the bush, in the deep, and in the heavenlies. We bind rape and murder to its strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains in darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. Lord, at the cross where some of us finally got the point, we have an opportunity to exchange our doubts for faith. But it's up to every saint to decide to make the exchange. Amen? It is up to every saint to choose to do so. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, and we return the attacks onto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking, reporting, watching, listeners, peeps, whisperers, familiar devils, electronic technology demons, digital demons, electromagnetic attacks, smart technology and particle attacks, techno-paganism, and mind control by the occult. We return it all to the sender in Jesus' name. We bind all Leviathan spirits and their attacks, all Kundalini spirits and their attacks, all water and marine spirits and their attacks, all sex devils and their attacks, all unclean spirits and their attacks, all passive devils and their attacks, pain-afflicting spirits, sleep deprivation, artificial intelligence, smart dust, and all of their attacks, sorcery devils and their attacks, seducing and womanizing spirits, whoredom spirits, drone spirits, all of the voices of the stranger and the charmers, and all of their attacks, all targeted radio frequency, pulse weapons, microwave attacks, debilitating sonic frequency, the work of every druid, EMF attacks, 5G and all those attacks, off-the-satellite attacks. Every attack that can come against us, we bind it and return it to sender in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. We bind all hypnotic and trance devils, mystic rituals, and their intent. We overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind every form of magic and mystic arts, Buddhist black magic, Santeria, Kabbalah, Egyptian, Chaldean, Hindu, Indian, African, North American, South American, Caribbean, Latin American, Australian, indigenous persons, tribal, magic. We bind it all in the name of Jesus Christ, and we return it from whence it came, all black and white magic in Jesus' name. Especially all magic that was worked over the moon in the name of Jesus. We bind all Morgellons attacks, and we return every attack to the senders. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils. We bind all evil spirits which take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits. We bind every demon that's responsible for the dominion of sin in our culture. We bind impulsivity, inattention, racing mind, and hyperactivity. We bind the prince of the power of the air. We return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that's been committed. We bind the lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind the Mandela effect and all satanic ritual abuse and satanic worship and witchcraft dedications in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all formations of bull flies and other demonic insects. We bind all spiders in their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits, spirits of infirmity, supplanting the gods of the people of the land, the gods of the groves, and every spirit that exalts science, logic, human reasoning, and demonic knowledge against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. You are bound in the name of Jesus. We bind Mammon and his agents. We bind the transference of evil spirits and all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, defile, corrupt, undermine, despise, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind the bondage of the generation of fools and the spirit of the fool and the anger of the fool in Jesus. We bind the carnal mind. We return to sender according to the covenant. All and every reprisal, retribution, counterattack, retaliation, all avenging, all blowbacks, all vengeance, every boomerang, each payback, and all requiting of our righteous warfare in Jesus' name. This includes every evil work, mark, rite, ritual, ceremony, sacrifice, proclamation, pronouncement, vow, root work, or sin against us, astral projection, sending demons to us to work against us and against all that pertains to us. No demon, no wicked person, or unrighteous event left behind in Jesus' name, hallelujah. We bind all vampire spirits that are draining our energy in Jesus' name. We bind all voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order, New Age movement, false religions, numerology, horoscopes, spirits and works of the oppressor, the spirits in the children of disobedience, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, make-believe, fantasy, and la-la land in Jesus' name. Antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic practices and spirits, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, BioBK, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards. You are bound in Jesus' holy name. We bind the king of pride and all of his underlings and all of his tactics that he has released against the body of Christ in the name of Jesus. We bind all demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, fecal, and soulish sacrifices. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting abuse, all trolls, all fear, all gods and goddesses. Mm-hmm. scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness. We bind weariness in Jesus' name. Betrayal, unfaithfulness, and temptations to sin. We bind Belial, Beelzebub, Baal, Baselech, Molech, Python, Baphomet, Neptune, Atlas, Zeus, Mammon, Apollyon, and Baphomet 72, and Kali, and all the other gods and goddesses of the devil in the name of Jesus. We break the power of every Masonic ritual, ceremony, tradition, and rite, and the work of the Demole and all associated organizations in the name of Jesus. We bind their work and cage it in the name of Jesus Christ. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, codes, triggers, tumors, designs, and we return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions. And we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all. We loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassments, and witchcraft back on their own heads, as well as their mind control in Jesus' name. We bind the spirit of slumber. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive. Spirit of God says to the church, we repent of an evil heart of unbelief in accord with Calvary. We ask you, Father, to teach us to guard our hearts with all diligence. We have come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we've come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief in whom we serve and obey. Yes, sir, Lord. We pray, Father, for the peace of Jerusalem, for kings, for all who are in authority, and all true Christians everywhere, especially those that are persecuted, in Jesus' name. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. I don't hear your prayer languages, saints. We will stretch, you'll stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. Thank you, Lord. We take authority, dominion, and power. Every spirit of confusion, gossip, backbiting, division, and we send it back where it came from in the name of Jesus Christ. We take authority, dominion, and power over all the remnants of the coronavirus in the name of Jesus. We return it from whence it came in Jesus' name. We take authority, dominion, and power over all the spirits that would come to attack us. As we are in Christ and in God, we bind every spirit attacking the computer lines and attempting to come through in Jesus' name. Every spirit that followed us from wherever we were this week, we cut ourselves free from you. We bind you, and we send you to the feet of Jesus for judgment. We cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus and our vehicles and the road we travel. We take authority, dominion over the animals and demons and spirits on the road so that they don't cross our path, they don't collide with us. There is no interchange, and we bind their rudeness, their wickedness, their lawlessness in Jesus' holy name. We cover ourselves and our property with the blood of Jesus and everything that pertains to us. We thank you, Lord, for the wall of fire that surrounds us with your glory in the midst, the warring, linking angels that war for us on our behalf all the time, your praising angels and your ministering spirits, Father. We thank you and we give you praise. We disconnect ourselves. We cut ourselves free. We loose ourselves from every fiery dart, pen, needle, spear, voodoo, all witchcraft, curses, and we send it back where it came from in the name of Jesus Christ. We disconnect ourselves from silver cords, ley lines, ungodly soul ties, attachments, agreements, consents, garlands, vows, pledges, pacts, leagues, and every form of agreement with the demonic realm. We break down walls of protection around all occultists and all persons in witchcraft, shamans, Satanists, wizards, warlocks, witches, sorcerers, and divinators. We break the power of every love spell, vex, hex, curse, Isha. We break the power of the spirit of fornication in Jesus' name. We break the power, spirit of uncleanness in the name of Jesus' name. And we release purity, chastity, and cleanliness over the people of God in the name of Jesus Christ. We break the power of all those psychic thoughts and prayers, voodoo, magic, sorcery, bewitchments, all the jinxes and potions, death, destruction, sickness, pain, and torment, all psychic warfare, amen, hallelujah, all incantations, chantings, crystals, root works, tribal rituals and sins, all the witchcraft that's been sent against us, Lord, we return it. We are free. We do not walk in spirits of bondage, heaviness, fear, and hate. And we thank you for the blood of Jesus that came to set us free. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, saints. There we go. Praise the Lord. It's time to hear what the Lord would say to us today. Yes. He wants to talk to us about what Jesus gave to us. Amen? And Jesus indeed gave it to us. Jesus gave it to us. No, the president can't give this to you. And the chancellor can't either. And the prime minister can't either. This came from Jesus. So you should thank Jesus for what he has given to you. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So, when Jesus Christ came into his ministry, he began to call people to himself. His purpose in doing so is to raise the people's consciousness concerning their God, his Father, himself, and his Father's will in the earth. Philippians chapter 2, verse 13 tells us, "For it is God which worketh in you." God is working in you, both to will and to do. Say both to will and to do of his good pleasure. It does not say your good pleasure. It says his good pleasure. Amen? As Jesus continued to train his disciples, he taught them to pray. That's right. It's essential for every Christian, every believer, to learn to pray. Many believers still do not understand that as participants in a covenant relationship with Almighty God, we have been endowed with many blessings. You see, one of our blessings is that we can pray and the Father will hear us. All sinners that pray, he doesn't necessarily listen to. If they're seeking salvation, the Lord Jesus hears them. Sometimes in his mercy, he hears and he answers, especially when he knows already that you're going to come into the kingdom at some future time. But every sinner can't get through, and sometimes saints can't either. And why would that be? It would be because there is unconfessed and unrepented sin in their lives. Amen? They talk, but God doesn't do anything. So you see, You can't afford to put a knot in your line of communication with the Lord. You have to keep your heart clean. Amen? You have to keep your heart clean before the Lord. Today, we will focus on a particular aspect of our prayer life. Jesus Christ restored authority to us. He restored what Adam and Eve threw away. He restored authority to us. We have been endowed with the authority to demonstrate faith when we pray. We have been endowed with the authority to demonstrate faith when we pray. We can exercise prayer and faith to bring God's will from the heavenly realm into the earth and to affect lives and circumstances now and in the future. Amen? That's what our faith does. We have all kinds of blessings in heavenly places, and we need to see many of them in the earth manifested. But you see, that requires prayer, faith, and sometimes fasting too. Amen? Amen. So, let's go to Matthew chapter 6, verse 10. Matthew chapter 6, that's Mark. Amen. Chapter 6, verse 10. This is what we're believing for. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. That's what we're believing God to do. For his will, his kingdom to come and manifest itself in the earth. For his will to be done in the earth, just as it's done in heaven. That's important to us. Many Christians do not realize that growth and understanding expand in this arena through participation. You know, there's one thing to sit on the other side of the television and watch the Olympic swimmers swim and win the race. It's another thing for you to jump in the water and try to swim the same thing. Two different worlds. Well, you see, it's nice for you to sit and listen to us pray. It's another thing for you to get into the throe of praying as well, putting your heart and your soul into the prayers of agreement with us. And some of you like to sit there and watch us do this. But I want to challenge you today to stop being an observer and an onlooker and get into the action, because that's where the blessing is found. Amen? Amen. That's where the blessing is found. You learn by doing. Let me say this again. You learn by doing, not by avoiding participation. Faith has activity. Indeed it does. Faith has activity. Because the Bible says in Romans chapter 12, verse 3, Romans chapter 12, verse 3, for I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. So God has given you some faith to start with. He's given you some working material, and he expects you to learn to use it, and he expects for it to grow and expand. And he expects that to be your constant activity, not a sometime pastime. Amen? Amen. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. You see, saints, faith requires you to believe something. Faith requires you to believe something. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe, highlight, must believe, that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He rewards the ones who are diligent in seeking him. It requires that we've got to believe something. We can't just sit here and go, oh, well, that won't do. That'll never work. That just won't work. Faith in God requires that you believe God. You got to believe it. The Gospel of John, chapter 6, beginning with verse 28. The Gospel of John, chapter 6, beginning with verse 28. Then said they unto him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent. So the work of God is for you to believe on Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. You saying amen, but I can tell you ain't there yet. Amen. But we're going to get there. Don't worry. This is where many fail in their prayer life. They do not actually believe God nor his word. I'll say that again for you. This is where many fail in their prayer life. They do not actually believe God nor his word. They just take a stab at it to see if something will happen. Others fake it to keep faith around other believers. Saints, we must beware of developing an evil heart of unbelief. You see, we start out and we think we're going to pray for what we think we want to, and then we'll think of a scripture, if we can think of one, to go along with it. And then if it doesn't happen, we say, oh, there's nothing to that, and it doesn't work for me. People do the same thing with spiritual warfare. We tell you to bind the devil in the name of Jesus. So you sit there and you say, I bind the devil in Jesus' name. And that's all you do. And so when it doesn't look like it happened to you, you decide it doesn't work and that the demons don't listen to you. Well, you see, first of all, you have to have faith in God and in his word. When he tells you in Matthew 18:18-19, that whatsoever you bind in earth, he binds in the heavenlies, either you're going to believe him or you're not. There's no in between. You can't halfway believe him. So if you don't really believe him, you probably won't see any demons pay you any mind at all. Why? Because you're in unbelief. That's why. Amen? You're in unbelief. So, in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12, Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12, the Bible says, for us to take heed, brethren, pay attention, pay attention, pay attention, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief. It's in your heart. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12. It's in your heart. See, with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. with your heart you believe unto righteousness. And in your evil heart you won't believe God, but you will depart from him because you don't believe him and you refuse to trust him. You see, that's a very dangerous place to be. An evil heart of unbelief will automatically shut you out of God's greater blessing. You cannot present to God unbelief and say all is well, because it's not. An evil heart of unbelief calls God a liar and scorns his reproof. So when God comes to challenge your unbelief, oh, that doesn't matter. And nobody, including the Holy Spirit, can get through to you. Why? Because you've already got it made up in your little mind and in your heart that it doesn't work the way the Bible says it does. Well, it's been working for generations the way the Bible says it does. If it's not working for you, the problem isn't on God's end, it's on your end. Amen? An evil heart of unbelief opens the doors for Belial. You know, you heard us bind that demon spirit, that principality, during the opening prayer. It opens the doors for Belial in your life so that Belial will aid you in departing from the true and living God. That's what he does. He pulls you away from the things of God. You don't just sit in one spot in unbelief and doubt and scorn. No, you progress in it. Either you're going to progress in faith or you're going to progress in unbelief. And there's no neutral ground. There is no neutral ground. Either you're pressing into faith or you're pressing into unbelief. And you have to decide which you will do. You are either growing and moving closer to God's will for you, or you are moving further away. There is no neutral ground. It does not exist. So Jesus tells us in Mark chapter 11, verse 22, the Lord Jesus tells us, have faith in God. He tells us flatly what to do. He's very direct with it. Have faith in God. Believe God. Trust God. Depend on God. Have faith in God. In God himself. Not just in his abilities, but in him. In his very character and nature and integrity and power. Have faith in God. In the Gospel of John, chapter 6, we just went there because he wants us to understand in verse 29 that we have to believe on him. In Proverbs, chapter 3, you know this scripture. Proverbs, chapter 3, beginning with verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. That's where the believing is done. That's where the trusting is done. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Not part of your heart, not a quarter of your heart, not some of your heart, all of your heart. And lean not unto thine own understanding. Don't think you've got it figured out, and don't think you know exactly what to do. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. He does the directing, not you. See, you used to do all the directing, and you see where it landed you. So I think you should sign your resignation to that and turn it in. Amen? Some of us have decided, based on our own opinion, that we have faith, and therefore we're just fine. We don't need to do anything else. But you see, saints, the kingdom of God does not rest on your opinion at all. The mind of God moves the kingdom of God. The mind of God moves the kingdom of God. God's sovereignty is his absolute right to do all things according to his own pleasure. Well, what does that have to do with me? Keep listening. The sovereignty of God is the truth that he is Lord over creation. He has the right to exercise his rule. Sovereignty is God's rule over his creation and dealing with his governance over it. It is his rule overall. It means that God has control over all things past, present, and future. Nothing happens that is out of his knowledge and control. All things are either caused by him or allowed by him for his own purposes and through his perfect will and timing. You say, well, that doesn't make much sense to me. Well, rethink that. Case in point, the trucker protest in Canada. Well, why did God let that happen if he knew Trudeau was going to act like this, and if he knew the police was going to act like this, and if he knew the banks were going to act like this? Because the Canadian people needed to wake up. The Canadian people needed to stop sitting back there thinking that they were a peaceful people with a peaceful government. The covers needed to be pulled back so they could see what they were actually dealing with. See, we've been praying for the sleeping giant to wake up. We've been praying for the blinders to come off. We've been praying for people to get the point. Well, they're getting it now for sure. There's no point in sitting there telling yourself that we're doing just fine with this government. It's not like over in Australia where the people just take authority over you and lock you up in your house. It's not like in China. It's not like here. It's not like there. I got news for you. It's in your house right under your nose. It's in your country, wherever you are, right under your nose. Corruption went everywhere when Adam and Eve sinned and had to get kicked out of the garden. Corruption is everywhere. You hear in the opening prayer us binding the culture of corruption worldwide. Well, what did you think we were talking about? Amen? Amen. So you see, sometimes some of the most awful things happen for a very good reason. We can't necessarily see it or understand it while it's going on sometimes. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. But you see, every nation has to eventually come subject to Jesus Christ. And every nation has to understand the difference between what's actually going on in their nation and the character, nature, and power and sovereignty of Almighty God. He says every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. Well, there's some things that have got to happen before that happens. And not all of them are pretty things. So we need to just stop with the idea of I can put my head in the sand and cover it up, and I don't have to pay attention to all of this stuff going on. I can just go in my little world and shut myself in, and I don't have to be bothered with it all. Sorry, that's not the way it works. As I told you previously, Daniel was second in command in a high-ranking government. It ruled the majority of the known world at the time. Joseph was second in command in Egypt. Egypt was the world power. Mordecai became second in command in a large, vast world empire. God is involved in government. He is involved in governments, and he is involved in how governments do what they do, governance. The Bible says that the government is on the shoulders of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is involved. He's not pretending that people know what they're doing, or that even if they do know, they will do it. So trying to say, I just don't think politics has anything to do with religion. Well, you see, we don't have a religion here. We have a relationship with Jesus Christ. And politics has everything to do with what goes on the earth in the lives of people. Amen? Amen. So we're not going to pretend that we don't know things are happening. I remember when Pastor Pat really started preaching about what was going to happen in these days. There were people who got all offended and left the ministry and said, well, is this a political show or is this about religion and deliverance and miracles? It's about all of it because all of it has something to do with your life. And God is concerned about the people that he made. We cannot afford to sit back and say, well, because it's not happening on my block, I don't have to be concerned. Wrong. You're supposed to love your neighbor as yourself. How are you going to do that if you don't care? Apathy has no place in the heart of a believer. You must needs be care. And though you may not be able to get up and to go to that place and to help those people, you can pray. You can pray. There's nothing stopping you from praying. Romans chapter 11 beginning with verse 33. Romans chapter 11 beginning with verse 33. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. God is not surface like people are. Amen? How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of the Lord? Or who hath been his counselor? Or who hath first given to him? And it shall be recompensed unto him again. Amen? For of him and through him and to him are all things. Of him, through him, and to him are all things. To whom be glory forever. God is sovereign. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 6. But to us, there is but one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we in him, and one Lord, Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him. God's the creator. He's the initiator, he's the author, he's the sovereign Lord. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 18. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 18. For thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it. He established it. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. And then he made what he wanted and put it there so that it would inhabit it. I am the Lord, and there is none else. Amen? God made the heavens. He made the earth. He established it. He created it. He made the inhabitants. He's in charge of this. Not anyone else. Not anyone else. Jeremiah, correction, Isaiah 45, verse 12. Isaiah 45, verse 12. I have made the earth and created man upon it. I, even my hand, have stretched out the heavens, and all their hosts have I commanded. Thank you, Lord. I needed that part. And all their hosts have I commanded. You don't command the angels. God does. Amen. You need angels to help? You ask your Heavenly Father to send them. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 12. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 12. He hath made the earth by his power. He hath established the world by his wisdom, and hath stretched out the heavens by his discretion. He's the one that's at large and in charge, not anyone else. Though people attempt to act as though they are, they're not in control. They're but dust, remember? We studied that long time ago, that man is but dust with the breath of God blown into him. Amen? And we do well to remember that we are dust. So now, since we've looked at these scriptures, since we now understand and realize that our God is the absolute ruler of all, we should choose to live in the expanse of our covenant relationship with him. He's in charge. We're in a covenant relationship with him. We should choose to do what he wants us to do. There's nobody that you can go to and said, I have a protest. God did this and I don't like it. Who are you going to say that to? Who's going to listen and who's going to care? Think about that. The next time you want your way and insist on having it, think about that. Amen. In Joshua chapter 1, Joshua is in the Old Testament. Joshua chapter 1, beginning with verse 7. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do. See, activity in faith, according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. You want to prosper? Well, that means you plan to be obedient. You plan to be humble and submissive if you want to prosper. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. What do you mean? It means the word of God is supposed to be in your mouth at all times. Not your doubt, not your fear, not your unbelief. The word of God. So you have to place it in your heart so that when your heart opens up and your mouth is open, that's what comes out and not something else. The abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So if there's not an abundance of the word in your heart with you believing it, then what will come out is nothing but the carnal mind and the works of the flesh. Amen. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. You know, if you have mouth problems, it's because you need the word in it. If you're forever saying something that ought not to come out of your mouth, you need some more word in your mouth. If you're a blabbermouth or a chatterbox, you need to have some more word. If you're forever nitpicking and criticizing and judging and finding fault, you need some more word in your mouth. But thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do all, observe to do according to all that is written therein. What did he say? He said the books, the words in this book are not to come out of your mouth. They're supposed to be in there. So when you speak, that's what you're speaking, the word of God. And what do you get? The angels responding to the word of God so that you can get the actions that God wants. That's how that works, in case you were wondering. The word's supposed to be in your heart. It's supposed to come out of your mouth. The angels respond to the word of God, and when they do, you get the actions of God. But if you've got something else in your mouth, don't expect those angels to move. That's just the way it works. If you want to have an argument with someone, you can have all the strife you can stand. But if you want to see God move, his word better be coming out of your mouth. Amen? He says you're to meditate therein day and night. Why? That means you have to keep the word churning in you all the time. We encourage you to play the scriptures in your home, in your car, wherever you are, 24 hours a day. Envelop yourself in the word of God. Why? It's easier that way. It indeed is. It's a better atmosphere. And you keep receiving the word of God. Well, when I'm asleep, I can't. Yes, you can. Your spirit man receives the word of God. When I'm asleep, the word is playing in my bedroom. My spirit man is full of the word. That thou mayest observe to do. You see, when you do what God says, you get his results. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. He wouldn't tell you to do something if you couldn't do it. That thou mayest what? Observe to do. That you might actually perform what's written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. You're either going to follow the formula that he gives you or you're not. It's up to you to choose. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Amen? That's how that works. But you've got to work the plan. You have a participant's part. You've got to do your part. You're just waiting for a blessing to fall out of the sky. Well, I think you need to do what God says to do. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. So Joshua teaches us that each of us has been given the power to make our way prosperous and to live in success when we meditate on the word of God until we are fully convinced of its truth and reality. Some of us think meditating means think about 5 minutes on it. That's not meditation. Meditation, it's when we constantly put that scripture in over and over and over again. We're thinking about it all the time until it has sunk so deep in us that it's just as much a part of us as our natural flesh, that word actually becomes flesh to us. It's just that real and potent. Until we're fully convinced of the truth of that word and how real it is. That's what we're supposed to do. When we finally bring ourselves subject to the word of God, even to total obedience, then We have moved into the place of life and blessing. Amen? Now, fasting has a beneficial action on this process. We don't fast just to have something to do. No, we're doing something for many reasons. We need to humble ourselves before God because we live in a world of pride. We need to have our hearts open, our minds focused on Him, so we can receive truth. During the prayer, we ask God to open our eyes, open our ears, open our minds, I bind that spirit in Jesus' name, so we can receive what the Spirit of God is saying to the church. We've got to stay open. We can't close back up like flowers do at the end of the day. We've got to be able to receive and believe. And fasting affects our believer. So those of you who are sitting there thinking, well, I don't know if I want to participate in this fast or not, then you don't know if you want to grow in God anymore either. Amen? Amen. All the look at yourself. You are not the person that you were when you started out a couple of years ago and we started fasting all the time. You have changed completely. If the fasting were not a regular and consistent part of our faith walk in this ministry, you would not be who you are today. It helps to change you. You ought to shout for joy every time the Lord announces another one. Why? It's time for change. You see, all these people that just want to sit on the premises instead of obtaining the promises of God and overcoming victory, I don't know if they're going to be in the kingdom when the rest of us get there. You see, we've made a vow to Jesus Christ when we came to Him. We promised to follow Him. Well, that's something you got to get done. It's not just something words to parrot. No, it's something you do. Amen? It is mandated. It is imperative. It is a must needs be that we believe God and believe His promises to us just as Jesus did. Jesus had to believe that His Father would raise Him from the dead. And so Jesus got practices in that while He was here. He got to raise people from the dead. Amen? He learned obedience through the things He suffered. He had to endure Lazarus dying and then raise him from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. He had to believe that he would not stay in the grave and that his Father would not allow him to corrupt. Jesus had to believe for things. And so do we. We are not exempt. No doubt, no fear, no unbelief. No doubt, no fear, no unbelief. Saints, each of us must choose this for ourselves. We must choose to move forward with the Holy Spirit in this matter. Neither pastor, nor Brother Bill, nor Brother Marshall can do this for you. We must remember that whatsoever is not of faith is sin. The Lord will determine for Himself as to whether you are operating in faith or not. He will judge. the Lord Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. So you say, well, I've got faith, and I'm not. No, it's not for you to determine. It's for him to determine. You're being a little presumptuous there. Amen? A righteous believer must live in faith with God. We must become well acquainted with our God and his ways so that we can agree with him, not with our emotions, not with our past experiences, not with what our relatives say, not with what they say anywhere else. We need to practice agreeing with God. That's what we need to practice. Amen? There are a lot of things we practice. We go to the gym and we practice this and we work out on this. We do other hobbies and other skills and we practice that. But we need to practice agreeing with God. Amen? Amen. Amos 3:3 challenges us. Amos chapter 3, verse 3 challenges us. Can two walk together except they be agreed? You want to walk with God? Plan to agree with him. Amen. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 9. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 9. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts, says the Lord. Plan on agreeing with God. Okay, there's a scripture that I'm finna go to that I didn't put in my notes. And hold tight, I'll pull it up. I got it. Job chapter 22, verse 21. Job chapter 22, verse 21. Acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto thee. Acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto thee. What he means by acquaint is to come into agreement with him. He doesn't mean shake his hand and say, howdy do. He means to come into agreement with him and to be at peace. Blessed is the one that's not offended in what God does. Amen. Thereby good shall come unto thee. Amen. Sometimes we don't like the way God does things. And we don't. You might want to be truthful today. We're in church. Luke chapter 7, verse 23. Jesus said this. How do I know this scripture is here? Because years ago he gave it to me. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. Sometimes God doesn't do it your way, or the way you think, or the way you see it, or the way you think it should have been, ought to been, could have been, on and on and on. That's not the time to decide to be offended with the Lord. That's the time to sit patiently. Understanding comes in time. Trust him. Understanding comes in time. It's not always right there in your face. Amen? Psalm 37, verse 5. Psalm 37, verse 5. Commit thy way unto the Lord. That means you have to turn it over to him. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. It does not say he shall bring it to pass immediately. Immediately is not there. There's a period right after pass. He said he'd do it. He didn't say he'd do it on your timetable. He's going to do it at the right time. Amen? The pivot point for our breakthroughs and overcoming is in knowing our God. Let me say that again. The pivot point for our breakthroughs and overcoming is in knowing our God and living in his presence. And living in his presence. In Daniel chapter 11, verse 32, the Bible says the following. But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. The people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5 beginning with verse 4. 1 John is all the way at the other end of the New Testament, just before you get down there by the book of Revelation. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. It's our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38. Now the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. Try to remember that. Self, I have to live by faith. I have to live by faith for everything. I need faith when I go to the produce market. That one, they'll have what I need, that God will lead me to it, and that it'll be good for me. Amen. We must learn by the scriptures and through experience to live by faith in God. We must learn. Learning is a process. By the scriptures and through experience to live by faith in God. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Now, saints, some of us still can't understand that God lives inside us. He's in us. He's not just with us. He's inside of us. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. This is a love relationship. You can't stay in a relationship with the Lord without loving him. This isn't mechanical religion. This is a love relationship. Amen, amen. It's so we must learn. That means it's a process. Not to trust in our own ability or what someone else can do on our behalf. We've got to learn to stop leaning on everything else but the Lord. Proverbs 3, verse 5. Proverbs 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. So you can stop scratching your head now. Amen? You don't want it to believe. Psalm 20, verse 7. Psalm 20, verse 7. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. We're not going to depend on natural sustenance and support. We're going to depend on the name of the Lord. That's a bold and courageous stand, but we all have to grow to that place. Amen? And some of us are still getting tripped up because we have not made that walk. Luke chapter 18, verse 27. Luke chapter 18, verse 27. The things, Jesus speaking, the things which are impossible with men are possible with God. The things which are impossible with men are possible with God. Either you're going to believe it or you're not. Nobody can decide that but you. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, I tell you, me and computers, we must learn to walk and live in faith. You are not as smart as you think you are. Prayers filled with faith can and will change things. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. The cares of this life, which pertain to you, must be stopped from the danger that they impose. They must not be allowed to choke the word out of you. The cares of this life have a danger. They have a potential danger to choke the word of God right out of you. Amen. They must not be allowed to choke the word out of you. And you're the one that has to do something about it. Should you be challenged to decide between the will of God and that which is easier to accomplish, follow these instructions. Mature, grow up, change, choose the will of God. You know, there are people who they understand what the will of God is, because not only has God explained it in the Word, they've had a dream. And in their dream, they understand that God is warning them about something. So when they get to the situation and they see what they saw in the dream and they know it's a warning, they got a choice. They can either go with the warning that the Lord gave, or they can do what they see as expedient for them. Well, I have words for these people. Mature, grow up, change, choose the will of God. Second Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14 compels us forward. If my people, God says, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. So let's follow the instructions, shall we? Let's follow the instructions. Choose faith, not fear. Revelation chapter 21, verse 8, gives us a very sobering warning. Revelation chapter 21, verse 8. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. So, saints, you get to judge yourself and see if you fit into any of these categories. If you're fearful, if you're unbelieving, if you're abominable, if you're a murderer, that includes with your mouth, if you're a whoremonger or a sorcerer, or you have idolatry in your life, or if you lie, then it says you'll have your part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone. Now, if you want the outcome, then stay in the category. But if you don't like the outcome, get out of the category. Amen? It's pretty simple, very straightforward. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. You can sit up in church every Sunday. You can outdo the chairs and the pews and the carpet too. But if you don't mix the word of God with faith in your heart, it's not going to do you much good at all. Amen? Amen. That's how it works. God has given to his people Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ, we have an inheritance of blessing. That's right. In Ephesians chapter 1 that you read on the last fast, Ephesians chapter 1, let's go to verse 18. I know some of you have memorized it. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe? Who believe? Who believe? Not who doubt, not who live in unbelief. The greatness of his power to us who believe. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Our prosperity abounds even in hard times. Everybody ought to say amen to that. Amen. From Romans 15, the Lord says that whatsoever things were written, that's verse 4, Romans chapter 15, verse 4, that whatsoever things were written aforetime, were written for our what? Our learning. That through patience and comfort of the scriptures, we might have some hope in this life. That's what he said. Then in Habakkuk. Habakkuk's in the Old Testament toward the end of the Old Testament. Habakkuk chapter 3, beginning with verse 17. Habakkuk chapter 3, beginning with verse 17. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vine, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. In spite of all of this, this is how they made their livelihood. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. In spite of the economy, in spite of the inflation, in spite of COVID, in spite of it all, I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet, and he will make me to walk upon mine high places. That's what he said. It does not matter what's going on. God is greater, and he can cause you to soar when everything else is sinking. Well, they were going to give a rate increase, but they changed their mind, and then you look at your check and you got it. They're going to let go all of the people in that department, but you didn't get let go. You know, saints, you have to choose if you're going to believe God or not. In spite of all that is going on in the world and around you, the Lord God Almighty is ruling over your life and will keep his promise to you. You must learn to say, in spite of all that is going on in the world and around me, the Lord God Almighty is ruling over my life and will keep his promises to me. Amen. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 7. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 7. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. This person is blessed. This person is blessed. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Amen? So CNN cannot tell you how things are going to turn out for you. You have to go consult the Word of God and the God of the Word. Romans chapter 4, verse 21. Romans chapter 4, verse 21. And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Are you fully persuaded? Are you? Tell the truth. You're in church. Being fully persuaded that what God has promised, he's able to perform. Sarah had to believe that, you see. She was good known. Wasn't nothing working for either one of them. And she had to receive strength just to conceive. That's a lot of faith. But she was fully persuaded that what God had promised her, he was able to actually do it. Well, the Lord promised me that he was going to save so and so and so. And they're still acting like, well, I'm going to tell you the way Pastor Pat would tell us, quit looking at their flesh. Because as long as you're looking at it, they're going to wag it in your face. Keep your eyes on the Word and on the God of the Word. He's the one that's going to bring it to pass. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, God has already proven this to us in his word, that he could bless us in spite of the worst circumstances that are possible. Yes, he's done that. In Psalm 91, verse 1, it says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. It says in verse 7, 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. He said it in Exodus chapter 9. Egypt experienced plague. Goshen did not. Exodus chapter 9, beginning with verse 20. He that feared the word of the Lord among the servants of Pharaoh made his servants and his cattle to flee into the houses. And he that regarded not the word of the Lord left his servants and cattle in the field. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch forth thine hand toward heaven, that there may be hail in all the land of Egypt, upon man and upon beast and upon every herb of the field throughout the land of Egypt. And Moses stretched forth his rod toward heaven, and the Lord sent thunder and hail, and the fire ran along upon the ground, and the Lord rained hail upon the land of Egypt. So there was hail and fire mingled with the hail, very grievous, such as there was none like it in all the land of Egypt since it became a nation. And the hail smote throughout all the land of Egypt, all that was in the field, both man and beast, and the hail smote every herb of the field and brake every tree of the field. Verse 26. You see the hand of God. Only in the land of Goshen, where the children of Israel were, was there no hail. Amen. It's time to grow, saints. It's time to change. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe and therefore have I spoken. Remember, we covered that a minute ago, that when you put the word of God in your heart, you choose to believe it. When you open your mouth, that's what comes out. The angels respond to it and you get the plan of God. Having the same spirit of faith, I believed and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. You know, there are times, at least God has done this to me, when he's told me he's going to do something. And I'm excited but hesitant. So he'll get me right in front of somebody that I'm very close to, and then he'll say, tell them. And I'm like, okay, the Lord said, blah, 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 blah. He'll make me say it. He'll make me overcome that hesitancy. See, I've already jumped up and down and clapped and done my hallelujah in the bedroom. But when I get out in the restaurant, he says, okay, now tell it. So then I have to tell it. And so I have to get rid of the hesitancy. So now, he says, you believe and then you speak. That's what the, how the devil knows what you really believe, because you open that flapper and you tell him what you really believe. And he knows how to keep you cordoned off in that little area so you can't get out. It came out of your little flapper. Boop, 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 boop. Amen. But I'm afraid. Who said that? Amen. That's how it works. Psalm 125, verse 1. Psalm 125, verse 1. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion. Well, Mount Zion's still there. I've been there to see it a few times. It hadn't moved at all. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. Well, saints, it's up to you to choose. Psalm 146, verse 5. Psalm 146, verse 5. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. Amen. There is more to our inheritance in salvation than going to heaven once we transition from earth. Jesus gave to us a great inheritance. Yes, he did. He gave to us a great inheritance. It says in Romans chapter 5, verse 17, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. Shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. Shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. Are you with me? We are called to exercise our God-given authority while we are yet on the earth. On earth, we are to live in the kingdom of God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. He shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. Amen? Stand for the benediction. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever, and the body of Christ said amen.
Amen.
Amen, saints. It's time to believe the Lord. Pastor loves you. Recast. Amen. Amen.